We present Joan Knows, as Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome, is about to bring us the week in review, the Vatican week in review, I should say. So, Joan, welcome back. We're going to start with a message for peace.
A message for peace, and we sure need a lot of that in the world, don't we? And the Pope's message this year just seems to be an extra touch to the message this year entitled, Blessed Are the Peacemakers. And when you look, and the Holy Father begins practically by saying how alarming it is to see hotbeds of tension and conflict caused by growing instances of inequality between rich and poor, prevalence of a selfish and individualistic mindset, unregulated financial capitalism, terrorism, international crime. I mean, you begin to weep just as you read his list of things which cause a lack of peace and cause conflict in the world. And yet, after mentioning all of the negative things in this message, you know, it's only about 4,000 words. It's really easy to read, folks. It is online. It is in many, many languages. Take time out from a busy day, and you're going to sit down, read this, and say, boy, is the Holy Father right. You wish this could get in the hands of leaders. But the Holy Father also pointed to the many different efforts at peacemaking that abound in the world. And he said this testifies to man's innate vocation to peace. We all know that. We all want peace. And the Pope also mentioned in speaking of one of the Beatitudes, the title of this message, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, he said Jesus' Beatitude tells us peace is both a messianic gift and the fruit of human effort. So we can't just wait for it to happen. We pray for it. We work for it if we're in any kind of a position to do that. But the Pope pointed out quite clearly that the precondition for peace is the dismantling of the dictatorship of relativism, not the first time we have heard this Pope say that, and of the supposition of a completely autonomous morality which precludes acknowledgement of the ineluctable natural moral law inscribed by God upon the conscience of every man and woman. And if you want to say that there was a focus of this message, really it's on the protection of life, the innate dignity of man, protection of marriage and marriage between a man and a woman, and protection of the family. To conclude almost in a very inadequate summary of this message, the Pope says, peace is not a dream or something utopian. It is possible. And our gaze, he said, needs to go deeper beneath superficial appearances and phenomena. And, of course, one of the breaks in peace, if you will, the peaceful life of school children, of what should have been a normal school day, I know, was the Sandy Hook massacre at the Sandy Hook school in Connecticut. And the Pope was very active on this front in sending a telegram immediately. Actually, Cardinal Bertone, Secretary of State, sent a telegram in the Holy Father's name to the Diocese of Bridgeport. Pope also mentioned Sandy Hook a second time at the Angelus. He prayed again for the victims of the massacre and asked the faithful really to join him in prayer too. And he told people how deeply saddened he was by Friday's senseless violence in Newtown, Connecticut.
And on Monday, the Pope had a very busy morning, didn't he?
Oh, he really did. He met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The Pope said he hoped that the recent de facto recognition of a Palestinian statehood at the United Nations would spur the international community to find a solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict. And actually, Abbas is in Europe on a tour to thank the countries that did support the November 29th resolution by the UN General Assembly. And the two men met for just about 25 minutes. So that, and then, of course, a head of state or government always then meets with the Secretary of State and other officials in that office. So,
then later on in the morning, on a totally different note,
exactly,
Pope Benedict met with Italy's Olympic team.
He did. He met with those who had been at the London Olympics. And among the many messages, he said how wonderful sports can be and team efforts and all the self-discipline, all the many wonderful, virtuous things that can come out of playing sports as they should be played. But he said, don't ever be tempted by performance-enhancing drugs. And he said doping was really a blind alley that isn't worthy of such models of perseverance, sacrifice, and human ability. And the Pope did say, and I think a lot of our listeners who've ever played in sports or have kids who are, he said, sport is beneficial for individuals and society. It requires loyalty, respect, altruism, and of course patience, and humility. But this is never applauded, he said, but it is the secret of victory.
On Wednesday, during his weekly general audience, the Pope continued on his catechesis for this year of faith.
He did, and you know, he spoke on the very beautiful, wondrous faith of Mary, the Virgin Mother of Christ. And he said, of course, reminding us that at the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel greets Mary with an invitation to rejoice because the Lord is with her. And Mary wonders how this can happen, that she is going to be with child. The angel explains to her, and she has to have an enormous faith to accept God's gift to her, the invitation to rejoice because the Messiah is within her. And he talked about the messianic hope and this very beautiful trust and faith that Mary had, the complete trust in the Lord's promises with a certain unknowing. And in her life, Mary knew, as we do, says the Pope, that God's will can seem at times obscure and far from our expectations, but it does involve embracing the mystery of the cross. So a very lovely catechesis, they all are, as the Pope weaves this beautiful tapestry for the year of faith. What is faith? How does it affect us? How do we show it? How do we live it? So, and then, of course, another interesting highlight of the audience day.
The papal tweets.
Oh, not that people saw it like they did last week when the Pope with a tablet on a table, you know, sent his first tweet. But so there were a total of four tweets, as we mentioned, last Wednesday. And it is expected that Wednesdays are when the new messages will come out. And there were two this past Wednesday. The first one said, everyone's life of faith has times of light, but also times of darkness. If you want to walk in the light, let the Word of God be your guide. And then minutes later, the Pope sent this message. Mary is filled with joy and learning she is to be the mother of Jesus, God's Son made man. True joy comes from union with God. I mean, is this a miracle or what? 140-character, not word, 140-character catechesis. So, and then we also learned that the Pope, in coming weeks, without specifying a date, will be tweeting in Chinese and Latin, in addition to the eight languages he already uses. And I think it's important to remind our listeners always, and you can tell your friends, that the Pope either writes these or sees and approves the tweets. Nothing goes under the Pope's handle of at Pontifex that he has not written or approved. So it's not someone in the Vatican just having fun with a 140-word character message. They're all papal. So we can call them papal tweets.
Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome, has offered us a bird's-eye view of the Vatican Week.